God, the Trinity. What does the egg symbolize? The egg symbolizes new life, spring, hope, and other life-bringing qualities for mankind. In ancient times, the egg was a symbol of the universe and creation. When we see the egg, we see one egg, just like we see God as one. He is not two or three eggs, God is one, as it says in Galatians 3:20. If God is one, then how can the Trinity be? When we take a closer look at the egg, we see that it is in three parts. The egg yolk in the center, the egg white surrounding the yolk, and finally the egg shell, which we see. All three are completely different from each other in composition and substance. Yet if one of the three components is missing, the egg would not be complete and able to bring forth life. The egg yolk symbolizes the Lord God. This is the Father God in the center. From Him, life springs forth, and He is hidden from our sight. We have the egg white with its nutritional value signifies the Holy Spirit who feeds us, yet is also hidden from us. The egg shell gives form to the egg and is visible to us humans. The shell denotes Jesus, who is the outward manifestation to mankind of God's hidden, life-giving qualities. As the egg shell has to be broken to get to the egg, so Jesus was broken for us to have access to the Father, and through Jesus the Holy Spirit could come to us. When we say God, we address the Trinity. It was God, the Trinity, that created heaven and the earth. This shows when God, the Trinity, is discussing how to make mankind. And God said, let us make mankind in our image, who is just like us. This discussion takes place in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. While chapter 2, verse 7, gives the details how man was made. It says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. When everything in creation was ready, then the Lord God, the Father himself, wanted to form man from the dust of the ground, much like the artist who puts his heart and soul into his creation. As the artist has pride in the work of his hands, so the Lord God prided himself in the work of his hands and focused his total energy on their final masterpiece, their magnum opus and selfie, man. Man is so important and royal that the Son of the Trinity came to earth to be our servant and even our whipping boy. Please download the pamphlet, Then It Was Enough and Finished, to understand what a whipping boy is. What is the gender of the Godhead? In Genesis 1 verse 26 and 27 we learn that God said, let us make man in our image, male and female. Jesus called the Lord God Father, which shows clearly that he is masculine. Jesus was obviously masculine. But when we get to the Holy Spirit, it becomes more difficult. Now, if the Father is male and Jesus is male, then by the process of elimination, the Holy Spirit is female. In the Old Testament, the Spirit is Ruach. This noun is of the female gender in Hebrew. As you might know, the Jews of Jesus' day and Jesus himself spoke Aramaic. Spirit in Aramaic is Paraclete, also female gender, just like Ruach in Hebrew. The Gospels of the New Testament were written in Greek. Spirit in Greek is pneuma and is neuter. From Greek it was translated into Latin, which was used for church liturgy. In Latin, spirit is spiritus and is male gender. Over 1,000 years later, the Bible was translated by masters in Greek and Latin. For them, the Greek it was a he and male, like in Latin. Hence, in the New Testament translation, the Spirit is addressed as he, while in the original languages, the Spirit was she. Doesn't that make us doubt God's word? No way. We are not doubting God's original word and what Jesus said. We are only correcting a human oversight and translation error. To our limited understanding, the Godhead seems to advocate male-female relationship. If that is so, then the male-female relationship should also apply to the Godhead. We may think that God is so far away, but we might be surprised at how much they are like us, as we are made to be like them in their image. In Catholicism, we try to fill that void of a female with Jesus' earthly mother, Mary, as the Mother of God. The characteristics of the three. The Father is the energy of quantum physics that holds all mass together, from the tiniest hair on our head and the little sparrow, as you read in Matthew 10, verses 29 and 30, to every star of the universe. Please see the pamphlet, The Matrix of All Matter. Besides this, he also is the all-encompassing, life-giving, creative, healing love. He is agape, love between God and man. He is eros, intimate sexual love. He is philia, which is brotherly love. He is storge, natural love of parents and offspring. Love that is manifested on earth in creativity. Love creates art, sculptures, paintings, music, and babies. All of these fill us with such exhilarating glee. As his magnum opus, he only wants the very best for us. He made life and the world for us to enjoy. Go for a walk and you'll enjoy it. Ride a horse, it'll thrill you. Hold a girl, it'll change you. Go for a swim, it'll renew you. Although he is total love, he also has emotions like anger and jealousy, as he cannot understand why people who he created to be like him and had given so much to would not respond to his love, but instead turn away and even curse him. The Holy Spirit, we read the qualities that the Old Testament gives the Holy Spirit in Proverbs 8 and 9. She is wisdom, she speaks truth, she promotes understanding, she gives instruction. She says, my delights were with the sons of men, Proverbs 8:31. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is a comforter, the Spirit of truth, and will teach you all things and will remind you, John 14, 16, 17, and 26. In Galatians 5, 22 and 23, it says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. These are the qualities of a wise, loving, comforting female, caring mother, a shoulder to cry on. The Son, Jesus, the Word of God, executes God's Word and is the kinetic energy of the Father's power. The Father desired Jesus to experience life on earth so he will understand what it is like for us humans. Living on earth is the testing ground of our love, our character, and how much God can trust us. If we pass these tests, then we will be heirs of God's riches. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. It says in Revelation 1:7. Yes, we'll be rich. All the gold and diamonds are ours, but they are nothing compared to the love that we have received through the Son. Jesus was willing to obey the Father and give his all for mankind. So the Father handed all the power and the judgment over to him. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28:18. Because Jesus passed the test, the Father renounced being the judge and asked Jesus to become our judge. Jesus said, the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment to the Son in John 5:22. This was for the simple reason that Jesus lived on earth, so his judgment would be more balanced and well-rounded, as Jesus was totally human like us. He takes our human weaknesses into account and is touched with the feeling of our weaknesses and was in all point tempted just like we are, but he did not fall for them. Hebrews 4:15. Jesus refused to condemn the woman who was caught in extramarital activities. According to the Father's law given to Moses and the law by the citizen, this woman should have been stoned to death. I am so thankful that Jesus came to be my judge. And we have the Holy Spirit and the Son relationship. If people try to hurt you, their lowest insult is to use foul language against your mother. This is where Jesus drew the line with the Holy Spirit. He said, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies, whatever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation, because they said he has an unclean spirit, in Mark 3, verses 28 through 30. He said, I don't care what you say about me, but let's get one thing straight. Don't you dare talk badly of the Holy Spirit, because you will not be forgiven and might end up burning in hell. Isn't that a true son standing up for his mother? How does the Godhead function? God is the Father, and he counsels and shares his total energy with the other two. Their unity is strong, and although they are three completely different individuals, they are united. They listen to each other's counsel and have total trust and confidence that the other is only motivated by love, wanting to make the best decision for each person and for mankind. There is no domestic violence, wife beating or screaming, simple, pure love, and honest communication. How do we function, and what's up for us? It looks like we have a way to go, as we are created to be like them. What we don't realize is that because God granted us our free will choice, we are recreating ourselves by the decisions we each make. Highly intelligent, invincible us, not wanting anything to do with God, are heading towards sure disaster. As the universe ticks on a precision timetable, so we are standing at the threshold in time where hundreds of prophetic scriptures are about to be fulfilled. Please download A Man of Sufficient Stature Part 1 and Part 2. At johnpeters.in, you'll find 65 plus pamphlets like these on Noah's Ark, The Matrix of All Matter, Giants, a study Bible, and you can choose from 9 books. Other sites sell my books. All downloads on this site are completely free, and no cookies, no info requests, so we can tell the world about it.